The following podcast is brought to you by Ryan C. McPherson, Ph.D. Dr. McPherson is a nationally recognized author and speaker who teaches college courses in American history, constitutional law, science, theology, and culture. To learn more, visit www.ryancmcpherson.com. That's www.ryancmcpherson.com.
In the particular case of marriage, the Bible likewise incorporates the natural law model that we discussed before, thus affirming that marriage is a divinely created, lifelong union that celebrates sexual complementarity, children, and chastity. However, the biblical model of marriage goes beyond the natural law model of marriage, just as the gospel goes beyond the law. From both our conscience, or natural law, and also from Scripture, we know the basic difference between good and evil, and we know that we have failed to keep that standard. However, we know nothing from natural law of the Creator's wish to save us, to forgive us, or the fact that He has actually accomplished that through His Son, Jesus Christ. That gospel proclamation of forgiveness and comfort, of reconciliation with God, new life with Christ, eternal life in heaven, those themes are found only in Scripture. And so also, if we want a richer understanding of marriage, we must turn beyond natural law and look then to Scripture. In marriage, we will see the gospel illustrated in our daily lives. There are, in fact, several unique features of the biblical model of marriage, features that are not found in our natural revelation. First of all, we learn from Scripture that marriage is a holy vocation, pleasing to God. Secondly, we learn that the marital estate, being a divine ordinance embedded in God's creation of human nature, takes priority over the ecclesiastical and civil estates. Third, we learn that marriage models the Trinity's unity amid diversity, thereby expressing the meaning of human personhood. Fourth, we learn that marriage models the self-sacrificial love epitomized by Christ's redemptive work. And finally, we learn that marital procreation among Christians is quintessentially evangelistic.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by Ryan C. McPherson, Ph.D. Dr. McPherson is a nationally recognized author and speaker who teaches college courses in American history, constitutional law, science, theology, and culture. To learn more, visit www.ryancmcpherson.com. That's www.ryancmcpherson.com.